All right, and I'll just start off by saying I have no financial relationships to disclose. And then I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Allison Diamant and Joelle Wallstein, and also the California Endowment for providing funding for this research. Okay, well, as other folks have already mentioned this morning, there's a growing amount of research that suggests that the food environment may be associated with dietary behaviors and certain health outcomes. And much of this research has focused on both access to healthy food outlets, which are often stores such as supermarkets, grocery stores, farmers markets, and also access to unhealthy food outlets, for example, convenience stores and fast food restaurants. And there have been a few studies that have found that access to healthy food stores are associated with positive dietary behaviors and or lower levels of obesity. However, we've seen a few today that did not find that association. And there have also been a few studies that have found that access to unhealthy food outlets, such as convenience stores, is associated with higher levels of overweight and obesity. Now, there have also been some studies that have looked at this association between food environments near school with diet and weight status. What we've been focusing on earlier today has been primarily food environments near home, but I'm going to be looking at younger kids, adolescents actually, and so we were interested in both the food environments around where they live and also where they go to school. There have been a few studies that have found that higher density of fast food restaurants near schools are associated with negative dietary behaviors and a higher BMI, but there have also been a few studies that haven't found this kind of association. There's also been very little research that has tried to account for the relationship around home and school together, which is one of the things that we're going to attempt to do, although we haven't quite gotten there yet, so just to give you a heads up. We use data from the California Health Interview Survey collected in 2007. We like to call it CHIS. This is a telephone survey of adults, adolescents, and children who live in households in California, and is conducted every other year since 2001. In 2007, over 50,000 households in California participated in the survey. In households with adolescents, adolescents were interviewed directly. One randomly selected adolescent was interviewed directly for the survey. The interviews are conducted in five languages: English, Spanish, Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese. Because of the large Asian population in California, the decision was made that English and Spanish alone were not sufficient to capture participation by this population. Starting in 2005, I believe, CHIS began collecting the name of the school attended for school-aged children, and this allowed us to link with data from the California Department of Education to determine the location of the schools attended by the adolescents in the sample. And the CHIS data, once weighted, provide a representative sample of the state's non-institutionalized population. It includes health information as well as a range of demographic characteristics. In addition to the CHIS data, we use data from InfoUSA to determine the types and locations of food outlets in California. We looked at a number of different food outlets, including fast food restaurants, convenience stores, dollar stores, major chain gas stations, because most of these include a convenience store on site, liquor stores and pharmacies, as well as grocery stores, warehouse stores, produce markets, and farmers markets. And then these stores were mapped and linked with the CHIS data using GIS, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And we were interested in two primary outcome variables. One was body mass index, specifically obesity, and I just realized that I should have updated this slide. to be the appropriate definition for adolescence, because this is the adult definition for obesity, not the adolescent definition. And we did use the guidelines used by the Centers for Disease Control, in which adolescents greater than the 95th percentile for their age and gender were considered obese. We also looked at fruit and vegetable consumption. This was based on two self-reported questions. Yesterday, how many servings of fruit, such as an apple or banana, did you eat? And yesterday, how many servings of vegetables, like green salad, green beans, or potatoes, did you have? This did not include, or respondents were specifically asked not to include fried potatoes. That was actually collected in a separate question, but I did not want to include it in my fruit and vegetable consumption measure. Okay, so for each type of food store that we were interested in, we drew buffers around the school attended by the adolescent and their household. For the school, we used a half-mile buffer because we really wanted to stick with a walking distance measure. But around home, we expanded the buffer to 1 mile under the assumption that the food that the adolescents are eating at home is not necessarily purchased by them walking around the house, but is at least partially purchased by the parents and brought home. We used a few covariates, individual level covariates in this analysis: age, sex, race, ethnicity, and household income. Okay, so our sample in California consisted of just over 3,600 adolescents, about evenly split between males and females. The California population is about 34% non-Latino white, at least the adolescents, 46% Latino, 10% Asian, 7% African American, and then less than 1% American Indian, less than 1% Pacific Islander, and 3% mixed race. And just under 40% of the households in which the adolescents were living have incomes below 200% of the federal poverty level. In addition, 13% of our adolescents are obese, and an additional 14% are overweight. And only 20% report eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables on a typical day. So just to give you an idea of what the food environment looks like for these teens, within a mile of home, 27% have at least 3 convenience stores, 22% have at least 1 dollar store, 37% have 16 or more fast food outlets. 42% have 3 or more gas stations. However, just 35% have 1 or more produce markets or farmers markets. And this last one I was a little surprised by, 42% have 3 or more grocery stores or warehouse stores. And then near school, the numbers are a little bit lower, partially because we used a smaller radius around the school. So 16% have 2 or more convenience stores, only 9% with a dollar store, 35% have 5 or more fast food outlets, and 43% have 1 or more gas stations. There are almost no liquor stores near schools, and this is partially due to zoning restrictions for liquor stores around schools. And again, almost half have at least 1 grocery store or warehouse store within a half mile of school. Okay, so when we looked at obesity as an outcome, we used weighted logistic regression models, and we found the following, and the following groups were more likely to be obese. This is consistent with previous research. African Americans were more likely, and Latinos were more likely than whites. And low-income adolescents were more likely to be obese relative to higher income. And the following were less likely to be obese. Girls were less likely than boys to be obese, and Asians were less likely than whites. Now, when we look at the food stores, because we were looking at so many different types of food stores, we ran separate models for each type of food store, adjusting for those demographic covariates I mentioned earlier, age, gender, race, and income. And those stores that showed a significant association with obesity or a trend of an association are highlighted in that sort of greenish bar. So within a half mile of school, having two or more convenience stores was positively associated with obesity. However, there was also a trend for one or more grocery stores near school to be positively associated with obesity. We also saw a significant association for dollar stores with obesity around school, and a trend for one or more gas stations near school to be significantly associated with obesity. Near home, the only association we found was for convenience stores, a greater number of convenience stores being associated with increased risk of obesity. None of the other types of stores were significantly associated. Okay, thanks. Okay, now turning to fruit and vegetable consumption. We found that Asians relative to whites were more likely to have consumed 5 servings a day, but older adolescents and American Indians and low-income adolescents were less likely to have gotten their 5 a day. Now, looking at the food stores near school, there were very few significant associations with fruit and vegetable consumption, with the exception of a trend for more pharmacies to be negatively associated with fruit and vegetable consumption. There was also a trend for a greater number of pharmacies to be negatively associated with fruit and vegetable consumption around the household. The other finding, which is somewhat consistent with what we found for obesity, was that a greater number of convenience stores was negatively associated with fruit and vegetable consumption. Okay, so to summarize, having convenience stores near home was significantly associated with an increased likelihood of obesity, as well as having convenience stores and dollar stores near school. But there were no significant associations found for the other types of food outlets that we looked at, near home or near school. Now, there were a few challenges and limitations. One of the challenges was highlighted by one of the earlier presentations today, and that is that the food outlet data contains errors. There are two primary types of errors that we're concerned about in this data set. One is the misclassification of stores based on the SIC or NAICS codes, and the other is inconsistencies between the data set and actual stores on the ground. Now, the misclassification of stores can be dealt with to some extent if you're willing to sit down with those lists of food stores and some preset criteria and go through them to clean up the classification, which is actually what we did for the state of California. And it took us quite a bit longer than I thought it would, but we did do that. So we're a little happier with how the stores are classified in our analyses. But what we have neither the time nor funding to do is do some ground truthing for this data to see the extent to which there are stores in the data set that no longer exist or vice versa. So that is definitely a limitation. In addition, these are cross-sectional analyses, and so we don't know for sure the direction of the relationship between food environment and weight status or diet. We also don't have any information about the quality of the food available in the stores, which other research suggests is an important factor. All right. So in our next steps, we're interested in in examining the association for the food environment around home and school combined. And so we're going to be constructing some new variables that look at number of stores near an area that combines the counts around the home and the school, but excludes double counts for those kids who live close to where they go to school. And just to conclude, our preliminary analyses suggest that some types of food stores may be associated with weight status or dietary behaviors, but the relationships are not always consistent for the environment around home and that around the school.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, my guess, sure, she was asking what we think it might account for the relationship between pharmacies and fruit and vegetable consumption. And my guess is, and part of the reason we wanted to include pharmacies in the analysis, is that the foods that pharmacies do carry are all not very good for us and don't include fruits and vegetables at all. And so my guess is that if kids are going to the drugstore on their way to or from school, they're picking up candy bars or chips, and that may be, to some extent, displacing fruits and vegetables. Thank you.